Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Tomorrow is National Ag Day, and all this week is Ag Literacy Week. And Anderson County Sue Litkenhus is fired up because in Kentucky, we have our own Kentucky-based Accurate Ag book as the focus for various in-class activities across the state this week.
Yes, we've got our Kentucky's first Accurate Ag book called The Most Wonderful Dream, and it was written by Mitchell Toe. And it is a beautiful, beautiful book. I've seen the book is going to be out this weekend, but I've already seen the pages of the book, and it's beautiful. The drawings are gorgeous. It just has a really good theme to it, and I think the kids are going to love it. It's going to be a book that we will read to higher grade levels, maybe the 5th and 6th grade.
Litkenhus is a district leader for the Farm Bureau Women's Committee in Central Kentucky, and she says this educational project has really caught on in her 11 counties.
I know for sure that 10 of the counties do the books. They go into the schools and read to them, and several of them have had book barns built, like a bookcase that looks like a barn, and they've put it in the school's libraries. And all that the book barn holds is agriculture books.
She says Ag Literacy Week activities have led to closer cooperation between schools and the farm community throughout the year. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Community leaders can check with local Farm Bureau offices to see what ag literacy activities are planned locally this week. Anderson County's Sue Litkenhus feels this Farm City effort has been very well received by community educators. She says local farm group board members are pleased as well and welcome the opportunity.
Our Farm Bureau, in most of the other counties, the Farm Bureau buys the books, and we put a little sticker in there that it's given from our county Farm Bureau office. But I usually give out at least 10 books to the teachers, along with teachers' guides and an Ag Mag, which is kind of a magazine that they can go through, and it has puzzles and different things in it that they can do all about agriculture.
District Women's Committee Chair Anderson County Sue Litkenhus on Ag Literacy Week. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.